I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and you'll find out why. We're heard everywhere, of course. Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps, Sports Byline, Sports Map, radio stations like KSHB 1400 in Las Vegas, Nevada. We can do anything that you'd like. Lead us in any direction you would like by emailing us at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper, is off tonight. Laura Snoke, good friend from way back. Attorney Laura Snoke will be with us. Art Source will be with us. We'll talk anything and everything in the wonderful and wacky world of sports. We'll play Barron Sports Trivia. We'll find out what Laura and Art know and don't know. Matt Diabas, sports historian, will be with us. So it's a big show straight away. So stay tuned. I have a question for everybody out there. LeBron James, after the Lakers lose in four straight, indicates he's contemplating retiring. I know he's not going to retire. Do you think he's trying to push the Lakers to go after the flat earther, Kyrie Irving again? How hard he pushed before? Do you think that's a possibility? Now, Kyrie played so well for Dallas that, well, they didn't do too well. So what do you think about the flat earther joining the Lakers? Also, Major League anti-Semite Kyrie Irving. Any comments about that? Email us, sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. What else I want to talk about? The National Football League, now on Thursday nights, they can change the game 28 days in advance. All right, so the schedule comes out a couple of weeks ago. I don't know how many, but hundreds around the country, maybe thousands around the country, want to see their favorite team. They might travel 2,000 miles, let's say, from L.A. to Chicago. Let's say the Bears are scheduled on a Sunday against the Rams or something like that. And now, 28 days before that, the NFL can make a change. We're making changes on the other Sundays and other days, but now they can do it on Thursday, too, because Prime, Amazon giving them a lot of money. But maybe you can't change your plane reservation. Maybe you can't change your hotel reservation. Shouldn't they be thinking of the fans? Are you thinking of the fans? Email us, sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. Back with more right after this.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life, from carpooling kids to work to friends and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. See store for details.
Wendy's Strawberry Frosty is back for the summer. Because if it's summertime, it's frosty time. Beach time? Frosty time. Tea time? Frosty time. Me time? Frosty time. Treat yourself to Wendy's Strawberry Frosty this summer and make time for frosty time. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Now open till midnight or later.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary.
Staples has everything your business needs all in one place. Shipping supplies and services so you can fill orders from all over in one stop. Plus, professional print and marketing services at your fingertips. And now, during Staples Small Business Deal Days, when rewards members spend $100 or more, they get $20 back in rewards plus another $10 back with the Staples Connect app. And you'll find new deals in-store every week on tech, chairs, and shipping supplies. Get everything for your business for less at Staples. Rewards offer ends 5/27. Limit one. Redeemable in-store only.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. It is Sports or Not America. Please email us, sportsfred@ao.com, sportsfred@ao.com. Art Source from Galaxy Sports with us, and good friend Laura Snoke, attorney and a very knowledgeable sports fan with us, and Mark, of course, taking the night off, but he'll certainly be back soon. All right, I opened the show talking about something that really irritated me in the National Football League. The bottom line is... they can change the games at will, and now they can change the Thursday night game 28 days in advance. And as indicated, the schedule came out a couple of weeks ago. I'm sure hundreds, and if not thousands, of people around the country found some games that they're going to fly to and have hotel reservations for. Laura, how do you feel about the way the NFL is not treating the fans? Not well at all. Your comments.
Well, I'm still smarting over the DirecTV deal that's now with YouTube, I think. I think it was, the price was raised like $150 over what we've been paying for on DirecTV. This is for the NFL package. I hadn't really thought about the Thursday night game, but as I said earlier, I don't think there should be a game on Thursday night. I don't think it's fair to the players, and I don't know. It's always been, the Thursday night games have always been sort of, like an afterthought. I don't know.
Come back right away on a Thursday. I've always thought that was kind of untenable as well, Laura. I agree with you.
But how do you turn, players?
How do you turn down billions of dollars? Tell me how you turn that down.
You're just assuming that the whole world is run on money, and I suppose that's true, but we sort of, all of us, like to think that's not true all the time. I don't know. On the other hand, anybody that can really afford an airline ticket and a hotel reservation to go to a football game is probably able to just, I don't know. It depends, I suppose, on where you're going. I mean, if you're going to Vegas, you could probably just go there and have a good time. If you're going to, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings here, but some other cities, might not be as much fun.
What if you're going to Pittsburgh?
You're saying Indianapolis isn't quite as much fun as Las Vegas.
Let's just say I've never been to Indianapolis, and I've been to Las Vegas, so I probably would say that just conditionally on going there. But it's, you know, I don't think that the NFL has been particularly fan friendly lately anyway. So it's just par for the course, you know.
Folks, you agree, disagree? Love to hear from you. SportsFred@AOL.com. SportsFred@AOL.com. All right, LeBron James. There's no way he's retiring. His son plays for USC. He's going to be one and done. I think he's pushing for Kyrie Irving behind the scenes. I think he's talking to management and Jeannie and the rest about bringing Kyrie Irving to Los Angeles, where there are about 2-3 million Jewish people. I don't think they're going to appreciate that too much, but LeBron doesn't seem to think to care much about anything except himself. So, Art Source, what do you think about LeBron James, Kyrie Irving getting together? He certainly pushed for him before.
How about two letters? N-O. No.
Yeah.
I don't want Kyrie playing for the Lakers. Not in any way, shape, or form. I think they've got enough young kids. They proved over the last 2, 3, 4 weeks of the season that they started to come together. They ran into the Joker who trumped the king, and that was the only problem. I mean, when Michelle Tafoya doesn't know anything about Djokovic, that tells me that the network, ESPN and ABC, how can the color analyst and the sideline reporter have never seen Djokovic play? That's unbelievable, Fred. That put me right back on my heels.
I don't know, Art, and what do you think was worse, the officiating or the ESPN commenting? Because I think they were both kind of neck and neck. I mean, I thought the officiating was abominable.
In my opinion, Laura.
I agree. I mean, and the officiating was horrible. I mean, just inconsistent. I mean, they'd call the same play, they'd call a foul, they wouldn't call a foul. I don't know. I thought it was just the officiating was horrible.
I will say this. I had never really done, Laura, I had never really watched Djokovic play. But I can see now how if you watch him on a night-by-night basis, the guy is amazing. He's absolutely amazing.
I don't know. Didn't you think he got a lot of calls? So many calls. If anybody just touched him, they called a foul. I was calling him the white man's foul when I was watching it. You know, I said to my husband, there's another white man's foul because you can't touch him. Meanwhile, they're mauling Davis, and they're not getting fouls called. And they pretty much maul LeBron also.
That was so obvious. You're 100% right on that, Laura.
All right, Laura, I want to ask you.
The other thing, ask you about LeBron, because I haven't heard anybody say this about LeBron, except from my sister and I. What about LeBron leaving the court, not congratulating the Denver players? He just walked off the court. And I haven't heard any publicity about that. And didn't he do that before when he was with Cleveland or Miami? Cleveland, I think. Yeah.
Because LeBron.
I haven't heard anybody say that. And I haven't heard anybody even ask him about it. I mean, it didn't seem that there was any reason. He wasn't injured or anything.
No, it's just that he's a major league ego. That's all.
He's a bad sport.
Bernard, I got to ask you guys a question, gals and guys a question. Does anybody commit a foul in the National Basketball Association ever?
Only white guy.
That's Jake Hurd's great line. He's played the league for 14 years. He's never committed a foul.
No, on a serious, every single call, you know, the referee's got a tough enough job. Yes. But every single call they complain about, even obvious calls when they're knocking somebody to the ground.
They're considering, which I think they should do. They're considering instituting the no flop rule. Which is going to be a technical. And I definitely think that should be done because that'll stop it. That'll stop all this, you know, flopping and attention getting. But I just think they call the fouls so inconsistently. I mean, that's what I don't get. I mean, if you're going to call a foul for a certain action, it should be the same call no matter who the player is. And you shouldn't have preference for certain players, and it shouldn't be.
I agree.
I mean, I don't know. There are too many fouls called on jump shooters.
Art, go ahead.
Like in pro sports, the top players get that extra call, whether the fastball's on the outside corner or it's a ticky tack foul in the paint. You know, and I've always wondered about that. You have to pay your dues and. You know, it almost becomes like a fraternity, and you know, I mean, the NBA has had nothing but trouble with referees compared to other leagues over the years. So, I mean, I always question kind of what's going on. But, you know, let's just hope for the reality of the world that, you know, that these are honest people doing the best they can, and we'll go from there is how I look at it, Fred and Laura.
Hey, in about a minute before the end of this, we take a break in this segment. Aaron Rodgers has a shin problem. How many games do you think he'll play this year? Laura, how many games do you think with the Jets Aaron Rodgers will play this season?
I don't know how many games he's going to, how many games do you think he's going to win? I don't know what kind of team he has.
Well, they
around
play 17.
Him.
I say 10's the magic number.
10? I mean, he doesn't have a particularly good team around him. I don't know. I don't know that much about the Jets, but
what do you think the over and under would be, Fred?
It'll be about 10, I guess, because he's Aaron Eagle. Yeah. But the point is, he's still unvaxxed. There's going to be an injury. He's, what, 37, 38, whatever he is now. Again, something's going to happen, and he'll be in the news all the time.
Well, he was in the news today, Fred. You know, he was talking about championships. What? Yeah.
He's got one championship, that's all. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll play some Barron Sports Trivia. Later, Matt Diabas is a sports historian beyond belief. He knows everything about everything. It is hard to believe he would win Jeopardy Sports, no question about that. You can win Jeopardy Sports if you email us, sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. Back with more right after this.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. It is Sports Overnet America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Mark is off. Art Source from Galaxy Sports with us, 126 years of age. Laura Snoke, attorney Laura Snoke, good friend with us. And we'll find out what these gals and guys know about the wonderful and wacky world of sports. Laura, you ready for your first question on Barron Sports Trivia?
I'm sure I'm not going to be able to beat my last record, but I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Last living Dodger player who was on the field during the final out in their only World Series win in Brooklyn in 1955. He was the last living Dodger player who was on the field during the final out in 1955, when they bested the Yankees. He was the last living Dodger on the field during that time. Who might that have been? None of them are living now. So it was the last living player who was on the field during.
I'm just going to guess. Duke Snyder?
And this person is still living right now?
Nobody's living now. None of them are living now. Laura, who did you say?
Duke Snyder.
He's my favorite player of all time. I don't know if that the answer is correct. Art Source at 126 years of age.
Was that
Edwin Duke Snyder or not?
I know it wasn't the Duke.
Why do you say it wasn't the Duke? Duke passed away in 2011, February 2011. Why do you say it wasn't?
Because I know there's a couple of players that were on the team longer than that. I want to say Ralph Branca recently passed away. I'm going to go with Ralph Branca.
Yeah, but he wasn't on the field in 55.
Oh, he wasn't.
Nope.
All right. Well, there's time for one of your lifelines, Fred.
Well, I don't have to because Laura got it right. It is Edwin Duke Snyder.
It was the last.
Whoa, Laura, I love it. The Duke of Patrick,
I'm on a roll.
Robert from Fallbrook. That's a good guess. See?
I'm on a roll.
I'm not on TV and my pro focus and focus factor are not working tonight.
All right. Art, UCLA had an 88-game winning streak stopped by Notre Dame in 1974. After that, who'd they lose to next?
I remember that Notre Dame game.
Pretty good at the old Notre Dame auditorium there.
Walton talks about that team
might have been the University of Oregon.
Oregon, or is that correct? Or was it somebody else that knocked off the Bruins?
I don't know why Louisville cropped into my mind, but I'm just guessing. I don't know. I do remember very well that Notre Dame game, watching that Notre Dame game. I'm going to say Louisville.
All right. So,
I don't think that's right, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Walton always calls it the horrible trip to the Northwest. Oregon and Oregon State back-to-back on that trip after the loss to Notre Dame. And then, of course, the Bruins in the semifinals of the NCAA tournament played North Carolina State, and they had a 10-point lead in overtime, and they lost in their season. They ended up 26-4. Walton always talks
about.
Oregon
State have Lonnie Shelton on that team or somebody?
No, I think Lonnie was later.
I think Lonnie was a little bit later. That old stadium that they played at the University of Oregon, I've been in there, and they called it the Pit, and I'm telling you, that place was real loud.
Yeah, but you know what? Their new arena, built by you-know-who, Mr. Knight, I can't stand watching a basketball game on that court.
What they did on that court is ridiculous.
All right, Laura.
Is that the court with the tree?
Yeah, everything. Yeah, it's horrible. I can't watch a game there. I really can't. All right, Laura, you ready?
Barron Sports Trivia.
All right, Jim Brown passed away last week at 87 years of age. Who wore that number 44 right after Jimmy Brown. Who are the next two to wear it? Or just name one of them that wore the 44. Both were All-Americans after Jimmy Brown wore number 44 at Syracuse. Both were All-Americans.
At Syracuse.
At number 44.
Think of the Broncos, Laura.
Well, it wouldn't think of the Broncos. Running back for the Broncos?
Later.
It's right on the tip of my...
He wasn't big. He wasn't big. He was Floyd Little. But in between, my favorite player of all time, as a young kid.
What a great running back, Fred.
As a young kid, 1959, my parents took me to the Coliseum to watch Syracuse against UCLA. Syracuse had a sophomore running back by the name of Ernie Davis, who ran around and through and over and whatever it was, the Bruins. And Syracuse beat him 36-8. Of course, we all know the story of leukemia, how it took Ernie Davis. And 3 years later, of course, my youngest brother died of leukemia. So Ernie Davis has always been my favorite player of all time. He wore 44, and then Floyd Little wore 44, and now they're all gone. And it's just,
you know, I heard a great story told to me by Jack Faulkner and Ray Malavasi, who were co-coaches of the Broncos in the mid-60s. And they told the story about when they first saw Floyd Little play and how both of them were just amazed at what a great talent he was. And he's a very underrated back in the tough years in Denver at the beginning of his career.
No question at all. It was all right, final Barron sports trivia. I heard this on the radio. Who hit Tony Conigliaro from the mound in 1967 and basically ended his career, and Tony ends up dying at the age of 45. Hadn't been for that, he may have been an all-time great player. Art, who was the pitcher on the mound for the Angels who hit Tony Conigliaro?
Jack Fisher?
Maybe. Could have been Jack Fisher.
Maybe it was Hamilton. I get that. Those two are in my mind. But I will have to tell you, Fred, I got to meet Tony C. He was with the Angels at the end of his career.
Yeah.
And he was such a tortured human being, and I mean, a very handsome man. And he couldn't see out of his left eye. And being a right-handed hitter, that's your dominant eye.
Yeah.
And he was such a lovely guy. He left me six of his Louisville Sluggers. They were 36-33s, 36 inches long and 33 ounces. And I had to go to the weight room for 2 years to get strong enough to be able to swing that bat. And, I mean, I hit a couple great home runs with his bat. And he was just the nicest man of all time. And it's such a sad story.
And he became a fine sportscaster in San Francisco, and broke and finally died at the age of 45. It's a heartbreaking circumstance, no question about that. All right, so was it Hamilton or Fisher? Jack Hamilton or Jack Fisher?
I'm going to go with Jack Fisher.
Jack Fisher. Laura, you have any idea if it was Jack Hamilton or Jack Fisher?
I have no idea, so I'm going to go with Art's pick.
Well, you should have gone the other way. It's Jack Hamilton.
No. That'll teach me. I learned my lesson.
No. You see, he didn't take his...
I left you wide open because I gave you a chance there.
All right, before we go to a break, Art, your athletic director at USC is no longer there. What's going on?
Well, I guess that he's had a history of rubbing women's shoulders and smelling their hair. And this is what I've heard, you know, and I'm not here to condemn anybody or make any judgments on anybody, but it sure happened awfully quickly. And I just want to know who is vetting people at the University of Southern California before they hire these people, because whoever is making the university look very, very bad.
You got a bad streak going. Laura, you're a UCLA fan, but do you have any comments about Mike Bone no longer being at USC and what Art just said on the show?
Well, I don't particularly, but I do have a comment about Jim Brown. And I remember it just in terms of how our society has hopefully evolved a little bit. because I remember as a kid, you know, just the, Jim Brown was like the greatest thing since sliced bread, right? And I've always been a feminist. I mean, you know, Fred, forever. I mean, we were part of the new feminist movement in the 60s. And I didn't know all of the history of Jim Brown until I read all the obituaries, all the articles about, I mean, I just didn't, and I was,
You mean how he treated women?
Yeah, I mean, this wasn't like dirty old man stuff. This was like throwing his girlfriend over a balcony and just, you know, real physical and emotional abuse. And it does taint his legacy. You know, I think I'm heartened that, you know, we have come a long way, baby. I think we have a ways to go. But
Virginia Slims is going to call you.
Funny that Virginia Slims was a sponsor of a women's tennis tournament. I mean, cigarettes. Hello.
Jim Brown,
hey,
of course.
You know, like you said, it's the almighty dollar, and they got this sponsorship.
Jim Brown.
But,
Brown.
Great, yeah, money. I think what's astounding to me is that the conduct doesn't seem necessarily to be ameliorating. I mean, you get every day there's a new story of somebody being fired because of, you know, some
whatever happened to the
abuse.
You were a complete gentleman and you opened doors for women and treated them, you know, with respect. It irks me because I was brought up to always, always be a gentleman, you know, and there have been times when I got into it with my wife. I just turned and walked and left, and an hour later I came back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no question about it. Hey, let's take a break here and come back with Matt Diabas, and we'll come back with Laura Snoke and Art Source. And you can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com. Back with more right after.
Dazzling decal on Daisy's Donuts window. Bold banner at Barry's Barbershop. Prominent poster at Penny's on Park Place.
This is your sign. Well, signs. To try Staples and see the difference. Get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more.
From Staples. And I couldn't miss it.
N617. Visit staplesconnect.com/printbig for details.
Next up, straight talk from Doug.
Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com. Based on most first place rankings, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
Water is one of our planet's most important resources. Yet people around the world struggle with access to safe drinking water. The IBM Sustainability Accelerator works to improve equitable access to safe drinking water for all, improve water quality by reducing pollution, increase water use efficiency, and reduce the number of people suffering from water scarcity. Organizations and initiatives pursuing these water management-focused goals can apply to the program between March 13 and the end of May 2023. Justina Nixon-Santil, IBM VP and Chief Impact Officer.
Water management for the world's most vulnerable communities is a tremendous challenge. Following our first two cohorts on sustainable agriculture and clean energy, we look forward to working with organizations with scalable technology solutions that support communities with water challenges, including shortages, pollution, or conservation.
Visit ibm.com/impact/initiative. This is sponsored by IBM.
Collectible Exchange is the most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used, autographed, and other one-of-a-kind items. Founded by collecting icon Brandon Steiner from Steiner Sports, they can also help you evaluate, authenticate, and sell your sports collectibles. Check out CollectibleExchange.com and use code RADIO20 for 20% off between now and Father's Day. With over 150,000 items and over 80 pro and college athletes selling directly to you, that's code RADIO20 at CollectibleExchange.com.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive Online, through our mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. now. I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet. But if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, along with Laura Snoke and Art Source. Mark Soft this evening. However, we've had Matt DiAbbas, the sports historian, on many times on this show. He's written books like Lords of the Gridiron, College Football's Greatest Coaches, and these Pro Football's Greatest Coaches, and he's writing other books as we speak. And I don't think anybody's got a historical perspective like Matthew. And Matt DiAbbas, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Laura. Thanks for having me back. It's always a great honor to be on your show.
So I got to ask you a question. Since seems like every time a team loses now in the NBA playoffs, they get fired. The coach gets fired. I'd like your opinion of Doc Rivers. Now, I've never been a big Doc Rivers fan, but I don't think he deserved to get fired. In this case, they lean toward Harden over Rivers, I guess, except that Harden is not the player he was. He might get the stats, but he's not the winning player that he might have been in the past. So tell me what you think and how you've rated in your own mind a Doc Rivers type.
Doc is definitely ranks among the top 15 NBA coaches of all time, according to my calculations. I mean, 3 years from now, I'll be putting out another book, detailing who are the 50 greatest NBA head coaches of all time. And Doc's definitely featured there. But the thing is, the fact that the Sixers had the Celtics on the ropes in that game six, and they couldn't close the deal. In fact, what you see now is Miami Heat, an eighth seed. They've got the Celtics back to the one. Hopefully they win tonight, But the fact that they sliced through the Celtics like a knife through warm butter and the Sixers couldn't even seal the deal. I think that definitely was a problem. I wasn't surprised that Doc got the axe. I had an eerie feeling that they could not, if they couldn't make it to the NBA Finals, Doc was not going to be safe. So I'm not surprised by that. But I'm also not surprised by the rumors that, Phoenix is going after Doc. I think that would be logical, replacing Monty Williams with Doc Rivers there. I think it would still be a step up. And Doc's still a great coach, despite his poor playoff record and all of that.
All right, we're talking about Matthew DiAbbas, Lords of the Gridiron, Lords of the Basketball, Lords of the Court, historian beyond belief. Art Source, your comments to Matt DiAbbas.
Well, like always, Matthew's right on the money. I talked to some sources of mine with Phoenix Suns, and that's exactly where Doc Rivers is going to wind up. And, he is in his 60s now, and nothing like living in Scottsdale and living the good life. And they've got a great nucleus. So they picked up Durant. Still have, I think, the best player, young player in the league. Yeah. So that's a great move on them. But one of the things I wanted to talk to Matthew about is the emergence of the Miami Heat. And what it is about that team, the grittiness and the toughness, that allows them to make the Celtics look mere mortal right now.
Many reasons. You've got Riley, Pat Riley, one of the greatest GM, NBA GMs of all time, who built that team from scratch. You got Eric Spoelstra, who, according to my calculations, is even superior to Doc Rivers in many ways. I mean, he's been there.
Where do you have him rated, Matthew?
I haven't done the final calculations because I'm waiting for this present season to end, but he's definitely above Doc, definitely top 15, and moving upward. If they make it to the finals and they win the championship, he'll move up even further there. Definitely higher than Doc in many ways, yeah. I mean, Spoelstra is a coach's coach. I mean, the attitude there, the work ethic, always focus on that work ethic. That is reflection of Riley or Spoelstra. They may not be the most talented team in the world, but they're like ants. They just work you to death. They eat you to death. They eat the elephants to death. They just nibble away at you slowly but surely until finally the other team is just nothing but bones left. And, hopefully tonight,
Have you seen a player like Jimmy Butler be able to make his game, transform his game around playoff time the way he's done in recent playoffs?
I can't think, unless Curry or Klay Thompson or Draymond Green and all that. But to my mind, Butler, I think, is bought into the culture, the hard work culture at Miami. He is bought in. And when you buy in at Miami, you always have a home as long as you keep faith, because it's a lot of it is faith. It's like Udonis Haslam. He's been there for centuries because he has always kept the faith. If you keep faith, you can stay there for a long time. It's kind of like, it's like the family, you know. If you keep faith,
yeah.
You'll always
be a member of the family. Amazing thing is leadership does start at the top, and I think you're right about that, Riley, in that yeah. winning attitude.
Yeah, but it's also leadership from the on the court too, from the players. They have that character. They may not be the talented players in all, but they've got that character, and that can take you such a long, long way. Look at the old Celtics of the 50s and 60s, man. They had enormous character and leadership. Bill Russell, Cousy, Heinsohn, they had that core, that irreducible core, and they would not die. They refused to allow defeat, and that's why they had that dynasty.
Laura Snoke, you're on with Matthew Diabasse. I know you got some questions.
Yes, Laura.
Gail's going to ask you, what do you think about Darvin Ham this season? As a Laker fan, I think he did a great job with what he had and bringing that team together at the end. I thought it was pretty phenomenal. And even though they didn't quite make it, I don't think you could say their season was a failure. I mean, I think they did a great job.
He took a team that's practically doddering. I mean, look at the age of
it was doddering.
Yeah, they got hot at the right time. The fact they got as far as the Western Conference final, that is a stupendous achievement. Absolutely stupendous. I mean, the thing is, if AD had just been able to operate on all cylinders on every single game, that might have been able to tip the balance against Denver. But no, I mean, you're just the inconsistency with Anthony Davis, I think, hurts the situation. But you can't. I think Darvin Ham, given the limitations, I think he did a stupendous job. Hopefully he can stay on, and hopefully they can fill the gaps. You were talking earlier about why LeBron is staying on. Here's one thing to consider. His son is now in college. I wonder if he wants to stay on long enough. Hopefully his son is a one and done. The Lakers sign him. I don't think there's ever been a father-son combination on the same team in the NBA. I can't think of any. Can anyone else? I wonder if that's a motivation too.
All right, let's talk a little college.
Yeah, but LeBron said, I heard LeBron the other day, or I don't know, went up just a few days ago. He said, you know, playing with my son might be my aspiration, but it might not be his aspiration. And I respect that. So
yeah,
I'm not,
yeah, knows,
you know.
Who knows? But history, you know.
No, I mean, I wouldn't want to play with, I don't know, as a son, that you'd want, especially if your father is like one of the greatest ever. I mean, that's a tough. I mean, you could see pros and cons on that, sure. A lot of pressure. But I mean, also a lot of opportunity. I mean, you know, I don't know. They seem like a very close-knit family.
Yeah,
I mean, they've been together the whole time. And I guess she was his high school sweetheart. And who knows? We'll see. I mean, there's a huge marketing opportunity. I think, right? We all know that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, either which way, if he makes it to the NBA, you've never had a father and a son playing at the NBA at the same time. I can't recall. I have no recollection of before that. Nothing comes to my mind.
I don't think it happened. Let's talk college basketball, though. And I care about UCLA more than most people care about UCLA. Five starters, all with eligibility, left UCLA. Now, they've got a few days till the end of the month to come back. Maybe one or two will come back. Yeah. But that's got to be telling you something. I don't know how highly you had Mick Cronin from Cincinnati and 4 years now at UCLA rated. But I'm telling you something. Yeah. Those five kids wouldn't be leaving, because with NIL, if you're Tiger Campbell, you can make he's not going to be a star in the NBA. He's not going to make the NBA, you know, probably his first, maybe not even make the NBA. But the G League, okay, fine. He'll make $40,000 a year. Living in Southern California with that hair as the point guard who plays 30, 35 of the 40 minutes every game, he could make 10 times to 20 times that much money with NIL. What do you think of Mick Cronin, considering that all the kids are leaving?
Thing is about Cronin, definitely not top 50, according to my calculations. One reason is that before the recent years, when he finally made it to the Final Four, he was a heartbreak college basketball coach. And according to my calculations, and what's usually in the pros, you have to have five playoff losses without ever reaching the championship finals. But in college basketball, you have to have a minimum of 10 NCAA tournament appearances without ever reaching the Final Four. And he was for a time a heartbreak coach. Then finally he snapped his streak in recent years there, but he's definitely not top 50 material. And it's like the old thing ever since Wooden left, man. I mean, with the exception, maybe Larry Brown, it just, no one's been able to fill the void there. And it's like there's Wooden's like that ghost. And the fact that players are leaving Cronin, I mean, now with this portal, it's kind of like base, it's like sports, pro sports free agency. Those elite players want to go where the power is, the opportunity to get it, you know, get to the Final Four, to compete in the Final Four. If you can compete in the Final Four, that elevates your stock, hopefully in the NBA draft or, you know, in the pros somewhere. Maybe if you're not in the pro in NBA, then at least in Europe. So you're going where the power is. It's like in college football, players are leaving, others going to like Georgia or the other power schools, you know, because they want the opportunity, the juice, the elite, you know. The
hey, Matthew, yeah. Speaking of Georgia, is Kirby Smart losing that football program? There seems to be a lot of problems with kids getting in trouble.
What was his program? I didn't get, it sounded garbled. What was that, Artie?
I'm talking about all the Georgia players getting arrested. The deaths involved. There's like four now. Is there something going on we don't know about at the university?
Oh, and that car accident?
I know. It's just it's kind of like Urban Meyer in Florida, man. There was a lot of undercurrent lurking underneath that program, even though Meyer was winning championships there. I mean, there's a culture there. I mean, what goes on? There probably are lurking problems. They probably will emerge. I mean, especially now they're going for the coveted three-peat, which has never, ever happened in college football history. Ever since the polling system began in 36, no team has ever three-peated. Who knows how much, you know, Kirby Smart and his assistants are really riding herd on the players and making sure they're walking the straight and narrow. I mean, look at Oklahoma in the 80s, man. You had that amoral atmosphere. Look at Miami, too. You know, late 80s, early 90s, man. That was a
look
culture.
At USC when I was at USC.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you get your cesspools. You know, there's always undercurrents, man. And how good is your coaching staff, you know, and keeping players in line and all that? I mean, especially the big schools where you have now, massive teams.
Have you got any kind of a read, Matthew, on what happened with the athletic director at the University of Southern California, Mike Bone?
No, I haven't checked. I haven't checked on that. Please forgive me on that. Yeah. No, I haven't
now,
checked.
One more question for you, then I'll let Fred take over. The NFL this year is not going to go with the traditional CBS, AFC package, NFC to Fox package. What are your thoughts on the way the TV contracts are being set up now and how they're like doling out games based on who wants to pay the most amount of money?
Thing is, you're basically who's getting cheated is the average fan. I mean, you know, you gotta cough up the cabbage just to see a league game, man, or whatever. It's the core fan is getting screwed in the end. I mean, it's, you know, it's the almighty dollar. I mean, one of these days it's all going to be pay-per-view. You know, if you want to see the Super Bowl, you got to do pay-per-view.
I always talk about greed.
Yeah. But hey, like Gordon Gekko said, greed works. Greed is good. Greed is all American and all that. It's the American way. And unfortunately, yeah, that's the sad commentary on it all.
All right. In 30 seconds, Laura, I know you've got a question about the Las Vegas Raiders and their head coach.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what do you think about Josh McDaniel and what he's doing to the Raiders and getting rid of their quarterback and now kind of reconstructing the whole team? And I don't know. I'm not a big fan, but I wonder what your thoughts are on that.
In many ways, the Raiders, you know, first they had John Gruden who got kicked out because he had a very Neanderthalic attitude towards life. And in some sense, the Raiders are kind of a bit of a cesspool there too. I think they're kind of groping in the darkness. That basically, it's a team without a home. They left Oakland. Now they're in Vegas. And in a sense, they need someone dynamic. Whether McDaniels is that type of dynamic coach, I don't know. I mean, you know, he failed before. I think it's going to be a struggle. I think, yeah, the Raiders, I don't see them as re-emerging as a power there.
Limited partner at quarterback, Matthew?
What?
Ever put their new limited partner at play quarterback, Tom Brady?
Tom Brady.
Actually, they probably would do themselves a great favor if they did. Yeah, they could still do it, you know.
They got Garoppolo, and then he just had surgery on his foot, so it doesn't look like he's even going to be able to start.
I know.
Matthew, thank you for your appearance tonight on Sports Overnight America.
Thank you, Fred, and I can't wait to come back on, okay? Thank you so much.
Matthew DeVos all the time, right here on Sports Overnight.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. I'd like to thank Matthew Diabas for making an appearance, a sports historian beyond belief. I'll tell you what else is beyond belief. USA Today this week did a story on Larry Scott, the former commissioner of the Pac-12. He was making like $4 million a year. He never got the Pac-12 on DirecTV. And one wonders if USC and UCLA would have jumped to the Big Ten if they were making bigger bucks, and they'd be making bigger bucks if they were on DirecTV. Laura, let me ask you, as a UCLA fan, are you happy with the move to the Big 10 and with Big 16 or 18, whatever it's going to be? And Larry Scott, do you blame him for a lot of the problems that the Pac-12 had?
Well, how many teams are there now in the Big Ten?
There's going to be 16. And they're 16, thinking about getting two more if Oregon and Washington to go.
What can I say? As a UCLA fan, I'm happy because I have DirecTV and I missed all of those games because of the failure to get the Pac-12 on DirecTV. I think it's sad, you know, for the Pac-12, but I think as a fan, it'll be more fun. I mean, honest to God, I'm not sure UCLA is going to be able to handle the competition. I think SC will do fine in football, at least. In basketball, I think UCLA will be fine.
Until the end of the season. As long as Nick is coaching them.
I'm not a big fan of Nick Cronin either. He's too much of a screamer. I don't like coaches who scream at their players.
He's a very good
screamer. Berate their players in front of each other. I mean, it doesn't need to be that way.
Art, 30 seconds. Larry Scott, comment.
Well, where do I start and where do I end? How about it starts with a B and ends with an M? He's a bum. I think what he did, he set the Pac-12 back forever. They have dismantled it. And I'm not real impressed with George Kliavikoff as well, the new commissioner. So I'm kind of stuck here. And I think it's a direct correlation with why UCLA and SC left to go to the Big Ten. And then, of course, the commissioner of the Big Ten takes off and is now the president of the Chicago Bears. So there again, money, money, money. The rich get the rich and the poor get shrubby.
All right, for Mario, for Laura, for Art, for Mark, who wasn't here, and for you for listening, email us, sportsfredadeo.com. More Sports Overnight America all night long. Stay tuned, everybody.